This is Coastal Connection, our spotlight on the community. I'm Terry Wright, and today we are very happy to have Umesh Singh in the studio. He is part of India Fest, part of the committee, wears many hats, and India Fest is celebrating
19th year.
What's the purpose of India Fest?
Basic purpose of India Fest is to share our culture and heritage with the community, talk about what India has done in this society. And this year's theme is basically to share innovations and inventions of India. And you'll be surprised things that India invented. Like, for example, chess was invented in India.
I did not know that.
And I'm sure many people will not be happy, but geometry, trigonometry, and algebra was invented in India, including zero was invented in India.
Wow.
You'll learn a lot more when you come to India Fest this year.
It's happening this year on March 7th and 8th from 10 to 6 on Saturday, 11 to 5 on Sunday. And where is it?
It's at Wickham Pavilion on Wickham Road. The address, 3845 North Wickham Road.
What can others expect when they come to India Fest this year?
Basically, we'll be doing a lot of cultural shows, Bollywood dances, Bollywood music, lots of good food. There'll be vendors selling jewelry, Indian jewelry, clothes, and many activities like that. There is a Discover India booth. That's where you're going to learn more about what India has contributed to this world.
This is a fundraiser for India Fest. And
correct.
How do you raise the money?
Okay, basically there are two or three different ways we raise money. One is we have corporate sponsors. This year we have over 75 corporate sponsors from Brevard County. Second stream that we have is through tickets that we sell at the gate. And anybody who wants to come is welcome to come, and we will sell tickets at the door. That would be second stream. And the third stream is in terms of getting raffle sponsorship. And we have over 50 raffle sponsors this year. And we are going to be raffling that off. And all the monies that are generated from this actually go back into the community. And many of the local entities that have benefited from all this are Daily Bread, Hope Center, Meals on Wheels, Red Cross, Asian Tsunami, and the list goes on. A couple of other notable ones are a Haiti disaster relief. We gave $225,000 for that. We gave $100,000 to FIT for an endowment, which basically the income from that endowment goes to a deserving student to graduate from FIT. Otherwise, they may not have had the opportunity to. In fact, the first graduate is going to be graduating this year from engineering school. And now, 2 years ago, we gave $10,000 to Sentinels of Freedom. They are the ones who rehabilitate veterans who are coming back from Afghanistan and from Iraq. Last year, we gave it to a Children's Hunger Project. Like that, we, you know, pick a charity and give most of our money away for a good cause.
All right. Well, it's a wonderful event, been going on for many years. A lot of fun, a lot of culture, and a lot of learning opportunities too, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. There is a separate tent for youth also. So it's a family event. So anybody wants to bring their children, that's also going to be fun because they'll be activities for children to do in the youth tent.
Once again, this is happening on Saturday, March 7th from 10 to 6, Sunday, March 8th from 11 to 5. And tickets are available at the door. And you do have a website that people can go to.
Correct. Yeah, you can go to IndiaFestBrevard.org and you can get a lot more details about the event there.
Okay. Well, Umesh, thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you very much for inviting us to talk about this, and hope to see all of you there.